Hey gang, Duvall here with an all-new announcement from our proud sponsors, the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. Now that San Diego Comic-Con has, well, come and gone, the Crazy Kings are gearing up for something just as special, their four-year anniversary. From August 2nd to September 2nd, 2012, their fourth anniversary promotion will be in effect. Spend $10 to $39 and get $4 off your purchase. Spend $40 to $79 and get $8 off. $80 to $119, get $12 off. $120 to $159, get $16 off. $160 to $199, get $20 off your purchase, as well as a manual domestic upgrade from Parcel Post Priority. And if you spend $200 or more, you get $24 off your purchase, as well as free domestic shipping. And now for the goodies you've been waiting to hear that we now have in stock. Representing Masters of the Universe Classics, Skeletor's Blacksmith Spike Orr. Representing the world of comics, DC Universe Classics Starman, Thom Kalar, and Rocket Red. And coming soon is the Comic-Con exclusive Monster High, Scara Screams, and Hoodoo 2-Pack. Now they have more exciting goodies to announce, so be sure to stay tuned, and don't forget to sign up for their newsletter. It'll get you 10% off an upcoming purchase.
The Toy Bar is open for another week of Toy Talk, so pull up a stool, grab a drink, and listen to Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys. And now, here are your hosts, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper.
Hey gang, welcome back to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, brought to you each and every week on ToyWorldOrder.com by the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com, the proud sponsors of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. Hi Dave.
Hey Duvall.
How are you?
Slightly better than you are.
Yes. I'm physically, since this is a
audio
medium and not a visual medium, I am sitting in a Snuggie.
Yeah.
Because I cannot get warm.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been cold for days. Like,
wow.
And then it goes away, and then it comes back. And it goes away, and it comes back. So I don't know. But we're still going to Ohio, come hell or high water.
Well, that sounds like fun.
As Carrie goes, from the other room. Well, it's kind of in doubt, because I woke up this morning and then vomited for like 8 minutes straight.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
It was a good time. And then I went to work feeling like I was going to do it again, and then it went away, and now I like pull up and get home, and I'm like, ugh, kind of cold again. Like, this sucks.
Mm.
So as soon as we record this podcast and I help Carrie finish packing, my ass is going to bed while she watches the Olympics.
Sounds like a plan. When I get home, I'm hitting the sack too.
Dude, I went out to my car today on my first break and slept. Like, leaned the chair back, turned the air conditioning on, and slept. Jeez. Literally, I was out.
Jeez.
Until my alarm went off 15 minutes later. And then on lunch, I ate my lunch, went out in the parking lot. Like, ate my lunch in like 10 minutes, went out in the parking lot, and for 50 minutes slept.
Jeez.
So I was just like, oh, thank God. And that, I felt better after that. I was like, I just need rest. But I couldn't go home because I didn't have any, like, what they call non-standard time. Like, I don't have enough of it to take. So I was like, I couldn't take sick time.
I get you. I mean, I just didn't have the time to take. I get it.
Yeah. So it sucked. It was a hard day.
Well, okay. That sounds a little worse than my day yesterday.
Your knee inflamed.
My knee. Yeah, for those people who don't know, I really haven't talked about it much. I have gout.
Yay!
Well, I've had it for like years. Right. I have the condition that causes, like, have you seen the commercials with the guy with the beaker full of the cute little acid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cute when it actually happens.
No.
So my knee was swollen like a cantaloupe yesterday, and I couldn't walk, and it was in agony, and I see my doctor every 6 months.
Right.
Because okay, see, you're going to yell at me again, because Dave was stupid. Dave's on medication that's supposed to keep it from happening.
I see where this is going.
And there are certain foods, you know, I don't eat sugar.
Right.
Because sugar is the thing that triggers my gout.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave has been forgetting to take his daily pills, and he's been eating Zingers and milkshakes.
Uh-huh.
And another thing is the seasonal change. I always used to get really bad flare ups during the seasonal change, and we had
a nice segue there to try to take all the blame off
the
goodies you were eating.
No. It's like me being stupid at the worst possible time to be. No. I'm making it worse on me. I'm not excusing what I did. I'm saying I was stupid at the worst possible time to be stupid.
I'm surprised Carrie didn't come in here and smack you.
So, and no, but the best part is, I have a second medication if I have a flare-up that knocks the flare-up out.
Right.
Well, I haven't really had flare-ups in, like, a year.
Yeah.
So, that medication ran out. So, I didn't have any at home, and I see the doctor in, like, 2 weeks anyway, so I was like, I'll just get a refill then.
No.
Boom!
Yeah, way to go.
So, yeah, so like, I was back on the crutch, and, like, just good moving times. From bed to chair, and limping around, and, of course, Casey, like, went into cat mode. It's like, my master is crippled. I will be underfoot constantly all day long.
Yes.
Perhaps he will break his neck, and then I will get all the milk bones. So that was great. And then today I've got a headache. And,
good times.
I know. This is going to be because I suspect the main topic of the podcast is going to be super fun times.
Yeah. Yeah.
More good times. Yeah.
We're going to get right to the nitty-gritty of it.
I know. I got a message from one of our listeners going, He just started listening to last week's show today.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to him about it beforehand. He's like, "Oh wow, he was so excited for that auction, wasn't he?" And I was like, "Yeah, he was."
We journeyed. I talked a little bit about it on Married to the Collection, not a lot, but I mentioned a couple things. But Dave and I journeyed to St. Louis County last Thursday to an estate auction, which is different than estate sale. Where estate sale, they just have prices on the stuff and you can haggle. This was an auction. And what we didn't know at the time was just how weird and odd of an auction it would turn out to be.
Yeah, there was... Well, and particularly... Like, they had an attitude about toys. They had a real attitude about toys.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell.
We get there. We get there early, because we left early. I was like, we're getting there early.
And we mentioned this on last week's show, that you had called and you had done some scouting.
Right.
And the lady said, we never get toy people at these sales.
Yeah, they're like, she said the toy buyers are very conservative at these sales. And apparently not the one we went to.
Yeah, because, no.
So we get there, we can't be let into the house yet, so we're just all kind of mingling. We met with a dealer we know from Toy Man, who's a great guy, his name's Daniel.
Yeah.
Great, great dealer. Amazing person to deal with. We deal with him all the time at Toy Man for a lot of stuff. I think you bought stuff from him. I know I bought stuff from him. Just around nice guy. And we sat there and talked to him pretty much the entire time we were waiting to go into the house. And as we were standing there, we start to see more and more possible competition come in.
Well, see, I don't really pay attention to this stuff too much. But you and Dan were like picking out people left and right.
Yeah.
So.
And we were dead on the money.
Yeah.
For every one of them. So we get let into the garage. Well,
the guy with the Decepticon T-shirt
was
a little bit of a giveaway.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of them came expecting Transformers because they put Transformers in the description, but there were no Transformers.
There were no Transformers.
I think that's what did it. But we'll get to that in a second. We get into the garage. We look around, and I start to realize that not so much this old man was a collector. It seemed more like they had twin grandsons.
Yeah, they had kids or something.
They had twin grandkids, and they bought two of everything for these kids.
Well, keep in mind that this is 2012, and all that stuff was 80s stuff.
Right.
So it might have been their kids, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Well, but the people running the sale, I heard them over talk many times that the lady was the last surviving person in the house, and she died, and she was old, so I'm thinking they were grandkids.
Mm, all right.
We're quibbling
over specifics. Yes. Point being.
So we go in, we look around the garage, Dave sees his Return of the Jedi desk he wanted really bad. We saw some things,
But it was all
Ewok Village. It was all in
dirty
pieces
and broken and in pieces.
Because
we kind of hoped that the pictures they had. Because again, when you call on the phone, they're like, "Oh, you have no idea. There's so much stuff."
Yeah.
So we thought it was going to be one of these deals where there'd be totes and totes of stuff.
Right.
Be a collector situation. No. Like almost everything that we saw in the pictures
was there.
Pretty much was what was there.
Right. So we look around the garage and then we're like, "Okay, where's the rest of the stuff? Because there's more stuff." And then we go inside. Dave and I snuck inside early. We weren't supposed to.
Oh, okay.
And,
I just followed you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dave was just following me. I was just like, fuck this. I'm going inside. We get inside. We kind of stand around a little bit. We're waiting to get signed up. And I hear somebody say, we need to get somebody downstairs. That's where all the good toys are at. And I was like,
And they'll steal. They were talking about how they'll steal toys. You got to watch them because they'll steal toys.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So Dave and I finally get our numbers. We go downstairs. We look around, and yeah, it's pretty much everything we talked about that was in the pictures.
Yeah.
Two Castle Lions, two thrusters, the thruster box, a bunch of GoBots, a bunch of random G.I. Joe and mask stuff. puzzles, you know, just
but again, all boxes all jumbled up.
Oh yeah,
pieces are here, pieces are there.
Yeah, it was,
which is another bad thing because, you know, like there was a Sky Striker up in the garage and there were pieces down in the basement in a different lot.
Yeah, it was bad.
So
so we're like, okay, well, let's see how this turns out.
And another thing, just set the stage: A, it's hot. B, that basement was tiny.
Yeah, it was tiny,
which will play a role.
Very, very tiny. So we get to look, and I pull out, you know, Daniel and I pull out the castle lions to look at it, and this castle is stuffed with all the lions' weapons, all the characters, the figures, all of their weapons, the little shooter, I can never think of what it's called. All that's just packed in this box, and we were like, holy crap, you know. We start looking around, and there's another castle lions up on the shelf, and there's two thrusters, and one is complete with a lot of corrosion in the battery compartment. The other one's missing a bunch of shit. And, of course, it's in another box down below. A bunch of stuff in the corner. There's some collector glasses, this, that, and the other. So we go back upstairs. I'm like, okay, well, let's go back up the garage. Let's get our place in the garage. So when they start, when they get into the garage, because they started out back. I was like, when they get in the garage, we can be there and we can, you know, we don't have to fight people. So they get in the garage and I was going to bid on the Sky Striker. I'm like, oh, you know, I'll bid on that. Who's, you know, it's broke. It's missing pieces. Who's, you know, really going to bid on that? The guy bid it up to $160.
Something like that.
Something ridiculous.
Yep.
And I looked, I turned and looked at Dave and went, it's not even worth that loose.
We had the box. It might be worth that. I mean, if it was loose, complete, and in really good shape, you could probably ask for that.
And it wasn't. It was missing the parachutes. The fins, like you said, were in another box. It was missing some of the missiles. Like, that's maybe a $40 piece.
Yeah, it was.
Literally, for the shape it was in. And the box was all dinged up and bashed up. And it's like, really? This is how this auction's going to go down?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
We get to...
I forget what he bid for, like, the random Ewok village playsets, but it was like $50-$60 or something.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, Jesus, man. You know,
One thing they backed off on was the desk.
Like, oh,
I
mean, yeah.
I went high on that, but I still think I got a good deal.
Well, $117?
$120, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good deal because this desk is rare. You don't see them in good shape ever.
Yeah.
They're beat up, broke. This was in almost pristine condition.
It was in good shape.
Yeah. So $117 for something that rare, even though, like you said, you're not a desk person.
Yeah.
It was still a good buy because you're like, I'll do something with it. It's a cool piece.
Yeah,
it's a
Star Wars piece. Yeah.
So, yeah, but you just held your card up the entire time. And finally, those guys backed off. When you got up to $100, I heard a couple of them go, oh, my God. And it's like, really? That's what you guys say? But you spent
did they really? Because when they went down to the basement, man, money was no object.
We'll get there. I want a bat. You know, I want a bat wing with a canopy.
You want a bat wing.
Well, you won
nothing.
It. You
Dave,
won it.
Dave won the bat. Dave. Well, it was one of those choice out things.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
And I won that, and I got like the Romulan Warbird from Next Generation.
Yeah, because the guy was like, anything on the table. Let's go.
And then
go.
I took the second piece. Yeah.
Yeah, and you were like, you know, times whatever, times money, and yeah, I think you it was like $750, and I was like, Dave, get that bat wing because I want that bat wing, and you were like, all right, take two. I won some Masters figures in a collector case. For like $20, $24, something like that. A decent price.
It was a box full of random crap, and it had like one Fisher-Price figure I wanted.
And the space, the little space arm that went with
Fisher-Price thing.
Yeah, because it connected to the back of the spaceship.
Yeah.
So that, and then you won that.
Yeah.
Other than that, we were just like, you know, screwed, because stuff was going for ridiculous amounts of money. Like,
yeah.
The Batcave that was there, I don't remember how much that guy paid for that. $40-$50, something like that. And I looked at you and looked at Daniel, and I was like, dude, there's a flea market place on the way home from Toy Man that had one last time we were there. He only wanted $20 for the son of a bitch. I'm like, good God, you know? In my mind, though, I'm like, I've got a budget. I know what I don't want to go over.
Well, and my thing is also that there was stuff downstairs that I wanted to get.
That was the other thing.
So I was holding money in reserve.
So after that, I was like, let's go pay. We'll pay for these items. I put them in the car while you...
Yeah, they had, again, with the toys, which were the only item they did this, you had to pay before you could take them out.
Yes. So... We went and paid. I took the slips, got the stuff, carried it to the car. And I told you, I was like, go downstairs and find a spot. And we went downstairs, and we're only a couple of us there, and we sat in that basement for...
It was the absolute last thing they got to.
Yeah, it was 2 hours at least we sat in that basement. And they finally get downstairs, and then here's this whole crowd of people.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a number of toy dealers. There was a pair of them that both wore glasses. There was this... very strange, thin, frail-looking guy with glasses.
Yeah, creepy dude. He got a lot of stuff. Yeah,
creepy, creepy
dude. He got all the mask stuff, and he got the Battlestar Galactica stuff. He threw money at stuff.
We get to that table that had the Voltron cast and the lions, and he said, anything under this table, let's go. And he's like, you know...
Well, then that was the other thing, is the auctioneer, all of a sudden, instead of breaking it up into lots, was like, this whole table, let's go. This whole thing, this whole wall, let's go.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus,
and it's like,
dude.
But I want this one thing, and if you're going to do the whole thing, then people are going to throw even more money at it.
Exactly. It was a waste of... Just a pain.
And then they
ass.
Skipped over. They literally... I wanted these Veritech fighters.
Right.
And he skipped over them. He skipped over them... And went on until we had to come back to him at the very end.
Right, we'll get to that in a second.
And, well, and the other thing is there were these Cardinals, like autographed baseballs.
Yes.
And like, I have several friends who are Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to get them. And they went for $10. Yeah. They went for $7.50. Because I'm in the back screaming, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah, it was.
And I just want to point out that I was not a little pussy. And went, well, you didn't hear my bid.
We'll get there. I want to lay the groundwork for this. Okay.
I was not a little pussy. Went, you didn't hear my bid. We have to start the auction over again.
He bids. He's like, anything under the table, let's go. And this guy bid up to almost $300. $260 is how much. And he took that Castle Alliance. And when you break it all down piece by piece, you're like, okay. Yeah, I guess it's a decent deal.
There was one of the other dealers was like, man, I sold that on eBay for like, you know, $70.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it had the lions. Like, I know it had the lions.
Yeah.
I sold it with the lions for...
I mean, it was, you know, I was like almost $300. I was like, this is how the rest of my day is going to turn out?
Yep.
Fuck me. So he gets over to the corner and he gets over to where the metal rack is with the other Castle Lions and the two thrusters and the box with the thrusters... I should have thought of it. I never did. It was loaded full of Voltron Lions. Voltron Lions, all the figures. I mean, literally, just like the other one, all the lions, all the weapons, all the figures, all the accessories, all that shit was in that thruster box. And I should have told that guy, hey, sell these two thrusters separately. Because I should have known after that, somebody was going to throw a major amount of money at that top shelf.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the two toy dealers bid it up to almost $220.
Yeah, they were dead.
I was like, gosh, damn it. And after they won, I went over and I was like, hey, sell me one of those thrusters. I was like,
well,
I know
you're getting ahead of the store.
No, this was right after that part of the auction because I walked over to him.
Because you did it again at the end.
I did it again at the end, but I walked over to him. I'm like, hey, sell me one of those thrusters because I know you guys just wanted the Voltron stuff. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, dude, I will give you $60 right now for the good thruster. I'm like, I'll hand you the cash right now. He's like, I don't know. We'll talk about it. I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I go back and we're watching. This little skinny guy, they sell the whole back corner of stuff, which had mass stuff and Battlestar Galactica, boxes full of stuff. And this creepy dude just kept throwing money at it. I was like, gosh, damn it. You know, so he gets this whole back corner. They skipped over your item. They go over and sell the long table that had the loose Skullwalker on it that I wanted. And he instead of breaking that up, he sold that whole table. Luckily with those guys, though, I was able to go, hey, can I buy that Skullwalker from you? And he's like, yeah, sure. All we wanted was the baseball cards. I'm like, cool. You know, here's $20.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they were cool. They're like, yeah, that's awesome. Thanks,
man. I will say the creepy dude, like, if he didn't want something, he was pretty reasonable. Because I got the Fisher-Price Turbo Hawk from him for $5.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I asked about the Battlestar Galactica stuff, and he was like, oh, no, I want that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, okay, if you really wanted that, that's legit.
Well, and he had won a box that had a baggie in it that had the two leg clips
of
Jetfire.
Well, like, that one, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think he understood what you were asking.
I was like, dude.
He was giving a weird response.
Yeah,
to
he was like, oh, I've got those Transformers upstairs. I'm like, the hell are you talking about? There's no Transformers upstairs.
There's no Transformers upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, whatever, dude. That's fine. So we get to Dave's Veritech fighters.
And we had to split it up because there was this lady there who was like, because it was on a table with a Fisher-Price Little People playset, the garage.
Right, the garage playset.
And this lady asked me, you know, are you waiting for the Veritechs? She didn't say Veritechs, but are you waiting for the other thing? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, can we try to split this up because I want the Fisher-Price stuff? And I'm like, sure. So the guy comes back and he tries to do the whole table, and we go, no, 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 we want to split it up.
Right.
So he's like, okay, just the planes, the Veritech fighters.
Right.
And blah, 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 and I won it for $40.
Right. Well, let me say this. While you were bidding, because you were looking at that guy, the other two guys, the younger guys in glasses, were standing opposite sides of me.
Uh-huh.
And I watched them at one point say, I'm done, no more. He cut out. He was like, I'm done. Literally, I heard him go, I'm done, no. and you won the auction.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you won, these two guys locked eyes, and the guy on my right went, "He was bidding, man. What the hell? You didn't hear this shit?" He had, and the other guy was like, "Yeah, I was bidding." And I'm like, "Oh, you've got to fucking be kidding me. Is this seriously taking place right now? Really?" Yeah. And they started to argue, and the guy was like, "Just calm down, fine." And
did it over again.
What he should not have done, after an auctioneer drops the gavel, metaphorically or physically speaking, that auction's done. You don't reopen an auction. I've never seen it happen. I've never seen them reopen an auction because somebody was slow getting their bid up. Usually they're like, got to be quicker. Yeah. Got to speak up. Sorry. You know, we're moving on. This guy reopened.
Well, it was the last thing, and he was tired, and blah, 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 and didn't want to argue. And
so he reopens it, and these guys bid it up to
over 140.
Yeah, over 140. And I was like, God damn it. And then you went over and talked to him.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, sell me one.
And guess what? No, I don't know if I want to. I don't know. I want to take the parts from one and the other and make one good one. I don't know if I want it. I'm like, dude, I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
Because I want one. No, I don't know. I got to look. And of course, they both had all their parts.
Yeah, exactly.
And the guy's like, such a douche.
Yeah, he was. They were little dickheads. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is they were little douchebags. And I hope to God that you're listening to this podcast and you know who you are. Because honestly, bad business tactics, man. Somebody was offering you cash in return for a purchase you just made.
Well, and the best part is, like, he finally agreed. I can't remember how much. It was, like, I think 120. Because, I mean, I was, like, I waited for 2 fucking hours.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to go home with that thing.
Yeah.
And he's standing right in front of me. He says, you know, goes to his friends, like, I can't believe this guy is giving me so much money for blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
I would have taken it and ran. I'd have been like, fuck you, I'm gone, bitch.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly.
That's true.
What I should have done is gotten you to take it and run.
It's. I mean, it sounds like we're sore losers. That's not the case.
Well, technically, I'm a sore winner. But
exactly, because you won the auction.
Yeah.
And then they did something there I've never seen them do, which is restart and drop the gavel again. It's like, well. And then these guys, after they were out the first time, decided, oh well, we've got more money. Let's just spend it. It's like, come on, man.
Huh?
I have never seen so many toy dealers in one place not want to make some of their money back in an instant.
No.
Never have I seen that. I have never seen such greed and such just dickery. I mean, literally, these guys were all of them, except for the two guys, except for Daniel and the guy with the Decepticon shirt we dealt with, all the rest of them were dicks. Because I tried to buy some GoBots off the guy, because he won the GoBots.
That guy was actually reasonable with me, because I got another Robotech thing from him. So I think it just depends on what you were asking for. And
I was like, dude, what will you sell me the entire thing for? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, then sell me this one. I'm like, I'll give you $12 for this puzzler, for the puzzle piece. Because you know, I got a free one from Oz. And I'm like, I kind of want, you know. I was like, it's here. Let me see what he says. And he's like, no, I'm going to keep them. They're going to go with my Transformers. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, no big deal. Then I went back to the two douchebags and was like, hey, sell me one of those thrusters. I was like, I'll give you $70 right now for the good one. And he's like, 80 and you can have this other one in the box. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'll be honest. I'm like, I don't want to have to try to piece that out. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, I'm going to give you a quarter of your money back and more probably for this one piece. Just sell the piece to me. No, I can't. I can't do it. I can get at least $180 with the box. I'm like, maybe if it was never been opened and nothing had ever been applied to it and you didn't have, you know, 3 out of the 4 battery slots and it weren't corroded to shit. Like, who knows if it even works anymore? You're not going to get any money if it doesn't work. If it's broke, nobody's going to pay you more than $30 for it.
Yeah.
At least I was willing to take it home and take it apart and try to clean it and get it to work. And I was willing to spend the money to do it, but no, not at all. So, yeah, it was I mean, we got some stuff, and that's great. And like I said, it makes us sound like we're sore losers, but I've never been to an auction like this before where there was just so much. It was unorganized. It was cluttered.
Yeah, it was crappy. It was crappy on every level.
Oh, you just could not. You couldn't figure out what they were selling or how. It's just like, really, dude?
It was chaotic. It was crappy. The stuff was, you know, it was just It was a combination of everything being bad. I mean, the dealers were crazy.
Oh, God.
The actual stuff was not really that great.
No, not I mean, for the prices
they
were paying.
It was kind of thing like you hope to go in and score something neat for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen.
No, not at all. I looked at you on the way home, and I think I said, why do we do that? We can just go to a toy show and get what we want for much better prices from these same guys most of the time.
Well, I'm going to try to remember those two guys because I'm not going to buy from them.
They never set up a toy man, from what I understand.
Well,
so...
But I've seen you like genuinely mad once or twice before because you're generally kind of an upbeat, kind of happy guy.
I'm an easygoing guy, yeah.
You were mad.
Yeah, I was.
You were mad.
I was pretty salty the entire ride home. I just could not get over, you know, one, I couldn't get over them not wanting to make some of their money back immediately instead of sitting on the merchandise for who knows how long, having to pay eBay fees, you know, having to ship the stuff. It's like, dude, really? You know, it's like, how can you continue to have money to do business if you're...
I don't know.
And then I was even more pissed that they did all that shit to you just because we were outsiders. They didn't want you to win those. I honestly think that's what it was.
Probably.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry. That's stupid. It's like, really, are we 4 years old? Just be fucking fair. You dropped out.
Doesn't matter.
So it was...
Turns out that Veritech Fighter doesn't really transform anyway.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Wish I'd kind of known that before I threw money at it. Oh, well.
Still a nice piece.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
Can it stand on its legs?
No, they're screwed in.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. Well, you've got one now.
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive, but...
A little expensive, but...
What do you do?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the brunt of our story, gang.
Yeah. I actually thought that was going to take a little bit longer, but...
Well, I know. We're going to cut the show a little early this week. We've got some...
Yeah, a lot of questions.
We got a lot of questions. We've got...
I'm curious to see which ones get asked.
We've got a voicemail, so let's go...
let's get a voicemail, because I'm curious.
Let's do the voicemail. Let's play
a
little fan mail ditty, and then we'll go right into the voicemail from our good friend, I believe...
You said before the show it was Ados Baron.
I believe it is, but you know what? I'm sick, so if I don't go back and look... Right? Never. I know.
Bad
no, it is. It's from Ados Baron. So we'll play
not
the
liar.
We'll play the little ditty and then we'll listen to Ados Baron.
Ados Baron.
Fan questions, Dave.
Greetings, Dave and Duvall. Ados Baron here. After much deliberating and hearing Jason's pleads for more voice messages, I thought it was time to call it in this week. I am coming to you live, as of this recording, from Toys R Us here in sunny Horsham, Pennsylvania. All right, now that I've gotten that out of the way, I thought I'd give my opinion on a couple of topics. Let's start off on a high note. The new Ninja Turtle figures. My God, can we talk about how awesome these things are? I wasn't really excited, necessarily, for this show. But ever since the toys came out and the Rob Paulson podcast, thank you, Jason, I am incredibly hyped for this. I was not expecting to be this interested in the toy line. We got them on the pegs maybe about a week ago, and now I have the entire set. Unfortunately, we have yet to get the Classics line in, and God help anyone else when that does, because I, of course, am going to get all of them. Moving on. The Gem doll line. I'd say I'm a pretty big Gem fan. I'm not a diehard by any means, but this was something that I was really interested in starting with new toys. And this could possibly be the one line that my girlfriend actually gets interested in. However, at $125, there's no way I can pay for that. The one showed off at Comic-Con was all right, but it just didn't scream bright pink 1980s. And the face kind of reminded me a little bit of B. Arthur. That's the first thing that came to mind when I saw it. The Joe movie line, even though I am not a Joe fan by any means, the whole news with restarting with Wave 1 when the movie comes out, and now it just seems like we're going to get pegs full of Wave 1. Another thing that Hasbro has a tendency to do with all of their movie lines, as we have pegs full of Thor, Cap, and Iron Man Wave 1 toys, which are not going to sell. I don't know. I could understand why they would want to bring it in. Just if we're out of Avengers toys, kids would go and buy that. But no one's really buying them. They're just sitting and warming the pegs. On the dour note, I guess I should mention something about the Thundercats. As a few of you may know, I am a diehard Thundercats fan. When they came out last August, I had everyone on watch for when these toys came out. And yeah, we all know that they're not the greatest thing. However, I guess you could say I've been looking at them with beer goggles for the past year. But just, they've, the quality, especially with that new 6-inch Tiger, which obviously no one can find anywhere, was really good. I saw Dan's review, and I really want to hunt that down now, but at the moment I don't have the money for it. Disappointment with the Dark Knight Rises movie line. We could say they are the bane of my existence. Get it, Bane? Character? Ah, okay, moving on. Those movie masters are terrible. They're almost, I'd say they're pretty much on par with those Green Lantern ones from last year, which were also terrible. The only one that I want is the Michael Caine one. We all want an Alfred, but I saw it once at a Walmart, and I passed on it. I should have gotten it, because I can't find him anywhere. But here, I'm hoping for possibly a Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman battle pack. Dave had mentioned something a couple weeks back at JoeCon, when he went to the dealer's room, and everything the dealer was selling as a set. Two words. Dick. Move. When I was at Wizard World back in the end of May, there were a lot of booths doing that. I saw the 6-inch Avengers line, and okay, maybe I could get this. The guy was asking for the whole set. I'm not going to pay $200+ for that. And then the rest of the stuff at his booth, he had a number of random DC Universe Classics figures, which I, you know, there are a number that I still need to get, but he was, once again, selling them as a set. Last thing on my topics for today would probably be the poor Star Wars distribution. Here at Toys R Us, we have not gotten anything past the Episode 1 wave from, what, January? And it's still, I don't know, maybe the same four figures. And before that, we're skipping like every two waves when it comes to the Movie Master, not Movie Masters, the Vintage line. At this point, I'm out with Star Wars collecting. It's something that tends to come and go. So, yeah. That about wraps it up from here with Das Baron, so I'm going to bid you guys adieu and see you next time.
Can we have a Das Baron do a segment every week? Because that was spectacular.
I should have taken notes, because there was like a lot of stuff he covered. Number one that I remember off the top of my head, dude, let me know. We've got Alfreds everywhere.
Yeah, they're
common as dirt.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, another one of our friends, Max Miller, Mysterio Maximus.
Yeah.
Was like, I can't find Banes anywhere. And I'm like, oh, we've got Banes everywhere. I'll pick you up one. And like they were gone. I was like, Dave, talking big. I did find one, though.
That's good.
But the Alfreds are there's one at Toys R Us right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
But and I think they're worse than I think the Green Lantern ones just didn't sell well because they weren't popular, but I don't think they were bad sculpts.
Yeah, they were mediocre sculpts.
Ugh, they weren't as bad as that Alfred.
No, yeah, they're pretty bad.
Star Wars, you know, it's funny because Star Wars is like, Toys R Us is the only place here that gets Star Wars. It's just some of them don't come out of the back.
Yeah, never.
Although it's funny because we got in a case this last week and whoever it is has moved on because Darth Malgus is finally hitting the pegs. But the girl bounty hunter now is mysteriously absent.
Of course. That figure.
So.
Turtles Classic stuff. Yeah, the Classics figures are must-haves. You're getting a set of those.
Supposedly. They're in a case somewhere in New Orleans, hint, hint.
Nice.
So,
I'd like to get a set of them. I think they're really cool figures. And then, yeah, I have to agree with the Thundercats figures. Not so much on the beer goggles, because I'm a huge Thundercats fan. I don't own a whole lot of vintage, kind of like Masters. I don't own a whole lot of vintage figures of those lines.
Yeah.
But I love those lines. They're really cool. And Thundercats was amazing. And, you know, that relaunch, the cartoon was great, but the
cartoon
toys,
was brilliant. Yeah. Well,
the cartoon was brilliant. And then the toys Bandai was just like, let's take a shit and sell it.
Yeah.
Because it's basically what they did. I mean, I get, again, the argument is they're geared towards kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's understandable, but at least put some type of play value.
But, you know, there was a collector line, and it still had many of the same problems.
Oh, gee, so. They kept changing sizes, screw holes in the back. Oh, God.
So,
just
yeah,
that's why
I got whiffed.
I talked about Unmarried, but that's why I stopped reviewing. You know, ThundercatsLair.org, I was doing reviews for those guys, and I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, guys, I literally cannot do this.
How many
anymore.
Different ways can you go? This is terrible.
I know. It's, I was like, I cannot. I'm like, I cannot continuously do the same review for these figures and feel like a normal, sane person. I'm like, these figures are shit. They're awful. They're god-awful. No Thundercats collector should buy them because they are horrible. They're a horrible, horrible way to pay tribute to a great, great line of the 80s. I mean, just a shitty way. No. The companies have done that before with Rainbow Bright. The last couple iterations of Rainbow Bright have been horrible, horrible, horrible pieces of shit. This last one we had from Jack Specific had Rainbow and two of her friends, and they were teenagers on Earth that magically got rainbow powers. And I'm like, and the dolls that came out for them were god-awful.
Take your word for it.
Oh, they're horrible. So there you go. Das Spot On.
Trying to think if they covered anything. Oh, you know, oddly enough, we don't really have a lot of Wave 1 Thor or Cap figures in our Toys R Us either. I'm not sure what wave the Iron Man figures are, but there's like a billion of them.
Right.
But like, yeah, so.
We may only answer a couple of these questions today, guys, because Jason's losing steam.
Jason's losing steam? Oh, there was one I was.
Eh, we'll get to it.
Really?
Star Joe Chuck actually. Since he'd been gone for so long and his password had been jacked up, we finally got that all squared away for him, and he attacked us.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but with, like, questions. He's like, question, question, question. What was the last thing you bought that when you got it home, you were like, why did I buy this? Carrie laughs in the other room.
Probably some of that stuff from that auction. And, like, you know, the Romulan Warbird was kind of neat, but why did I get it? You know, the Veritech Fighter I spent way too much money on.
Yeah.
So those probably, you know.
Are semi-regrets.
Semi-regrets, kind of a whole. I mean, the desk is cool and all, and yes, it's a very rare piece, but just the whole auction as a general
thing. Our whole trip that day was just a waste.
Yeah, it was a waste.
I don't know if I.
See, the problem is, like, stuff is so expensive, and it's such a pain in the ass to find anyway, that it's you know, there's a, even for me, there's a certain filtration process where I don't just randomly buy whatever,
right?
You know, and go,
right.
You know,
I can't think of anything that I bought recently that I've gotten home and been like, why did I buy this again?
Yeah,
because pretty much everything I buy, I've got a purpose for.
Purpose
I'm
for,
like,
yeah.
You know, Carrie gave me shit about buying the Skullwalker when I have a Skullwalker, and buying those Masters figures when I have those carded anniversary figures downstairs, and I was like, but.
Well, when they're vintage, not the anniversary. Like they're loose and they're, not carded.
His Carrie groans from the back again. And the Skullwalker, I was like, well, I've always wanted a loose one, and they just go for way too much money. So it's nice to have a loose one. She's like, but you already have them boxed. Why do you need a loose one? I'm like, you don't understand.
So you can play with it.
Exactly. And I played with it a whole bunch.
I bet you did.
Star Joe's second one. Do either of you guys collect statues? I've always loved the way they look, but I've always been an action figure guy. I love the articulation price point, which is usually cheaper for figures over statues. I have maybe two statues.
I don't think I have any.
I have a statue and some busts. I have a Kotobukiya Iron Man from the first movie that lights up, and which is like the fine arts statue. And I have a bust of Kitty Pryde. I have a bust of Snake Eyes and Destro, or Storm Shadow and Destro.
They're different characters.
Yeah, sorry. I started
to
say
sick,
Snake
but
Eyes.
I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, no, I fixed that. That's about it. I can't, unless I see him for $5 or $10 somewhere, maybe I'll pick one up if it's cool, but.
Yeah, if it were, I mean, you know. If it's a specific, like, Bossk, I have, I think, you know, some stuff like that. But just as a general rule, yeah, I'm not into statues. I'm more into action figures. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's the thing I collect. I collect it for, there's a reason I collect action figures.
Right.
And, you know, statues don't always translate into that.
Yes.
Methodology.
And Star Joe, which is the question which is on everyone's mind, what do you guys think of Mattel's subscription threats? Either buy a subscription or you may not get the figures. And the prices increase too. Limited production runs this year, and if subscriptions are low, the line may end up getting canceled. I want the figures, but I'm really fed up with this. I've been buying them from the beginning. I've only skipped a couple of figures, mostly new adventures. And to tell you the truth, I'll be happy when the line is over, so will my wallet. Rant over, what are your thoughts?
My favorite figures are the new adventures ones.
I like the new adventure stuff. Here's the problem. Is that the Masters of the Universe community and its fans are such a...
Are we going to get to this question later on?
Possibly.
Maybe we should save it for next week, because I have an it's an Oz Muerte question, and I have an Oz Muerte level
well,
answer.
I'm just putting out my thoughts on that, that they talk about how these subscriptions are... The last I saw, they were like 46% below what they were last year.
They're at... Apparently the word today is that they're at 60-something percent.
Right. So, here's the problem. The price increase has priced out all of the international buyers, which we know because Bo Spear has said, I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, he has a question about that too. Something like, apparently it's all their fault, the foreigners.
Well, in one of Scott's recent videos, shitty, shitty video he does, they can't even afford a fucking tripod.
Boy, we're hitting all the points.
You know what?
That's BC Direct's point.
Oh, it's mine, too. Have you ever watched it? It's horrible.
Why would I?
Oh, it's god-awful.
What would be the point?
He talks about how they went with Digital River because Digital River offered international shipping. I think it's a big cop-out. That's just them going, trying to make the international buyers feel bad because they're not subscribing again this year when they have in the past. It's like, you guys raised the prices so much that it's going to cost international shippers $70 a figure just to get the figure to them. I'm like, that's too much for a 6-inch figure. $70? Too much. Too much.
I'm just back on the fact that White Screen of Death is all the foreigners' fault.
Ugh.
All your fault, foreign people.
You
did this to us.
I honestly...
Well, to other people.
I may piss off people. I don't think the line's going to make it. I don't think any of those figures are going to come out this year. And I could be wrong.
Wow.
I could be wrong. They may.
Wow.
They may push out what subscriptions they have and just do away with all together. Do away with data sale, which they've talked about doing for most of the figures anyway.
I thought they were going to do that.
Most of them. They were going to take some of them, and we're going to have day of sales on the website, but. They may just, whatever the subscribers have done, they may send those out, and that'll be it. Honestly, I'll be glad when this line's over. I will. I'm sorry for anyone who loves it. I apologize. I may sound like an ass. This line has been nothing but heartache and heartbreak for that community. Look at the thing. I mean, you don't pay attention to it, but look at the things that have happened in that community. You've got Emiliano, who was a huge, huge, huge part of He-Man.org, separated ways because of the way the org is run, in regards to Mattel, where they're being very, very secretive about certain things.
Did we talk about that on the podcast?
We did.
I can't remember because you know, like I felt both sides had a fair point, but it's sad that it came to that.
Yes, and it's all because of this Classics line. Look at all of the. I love the guys that are putting videos out there. Corticon, Danny did it. Sean Long did it. All these guys saying, you know. Iman did a great piece of artwork to save the line, subscribe. You know, they all put out these videos that said, please, please support this line and subscribe. I don't think it's enough. I honestly think pretty much the majority of those subscribers are going, no, I don't care how cool those figures look. Fuck you. We're done. We are not subscribing again. We're not going to go through this bullshit. You know, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people that we know dropped out of it, because it's too much hassle half the time. Sometimes they end up charging the wrong card that hasn't been on file in years. And suddenly you're not getting your... It's a mess.
Foreigner's fault.
It's a mess. So I honestly be glad. I mean, yes, it'll be a sad day, but I'll be glad when we can stop talking about Classics. Because it's just... It's become a joke in and of itself. It literally has become a joke. That whole line and everything associated with it is just one big fuck you to the fans, pretty much. And it's all stemming from Mattel. And while Scott is trying to do... PR and damage control. It's just not working. Nobody gives a shit anymore. He's made too many missteps as a PR person to begin with anyway, so nobody gives a shit about what he says. They all look at it and go, you're a dickhead. We don't care.
I just got a text, I won't say from who, but it's like, you know, Scott's a rat bastard. I'm like, wow, what'd he do now?
What did he do now?
Well, apparently he was talking, like, positively about the subscription situation, and then today he reported that the subscriptions were up to 60-whatever%. And the person who sent the text was like, that's no reason to be optimistic. I'm like, well, it's better than if it had stayed flat.
It's true. A lot of people, though, and also one of the other points I want to make is that a lot of people are thinking that all of this subterfuge about... Did I use that word right?
Keep going.
All of this... Okay, let's try this again. All this subterfuge about the subscriptions being so low is just a cover story. Like, they
okay,
actually
see,
have enough...
Okay, you're sort of self-defining. Like, all this talk about it being so low is just a cover story.
Okay.
Then it would be subterfuge.
Okay, good. I knew I'd use that
word,
right?
You're sort of implying, based on the statement, that it is subterfuge when we don't know that for sure.
Right. But the thing is that they could be lying out of their teeth to get more people to subscribe that wouldn't subscribe because they're like, I don't want to see this line canceled. I'll buy it again. When, in fact, they probably already have enough subscriptions to do the line.
You know.
Which, if that's the case, that's bullshit. That's total BS. But we'll never know.
We will never know.
Riordan says, do you remember a restaurant called Showbiz Pizza? if so, I was looking to start collecting to carry laughs again for the room.
Who asked that?
Riordan.
one of our most faithful listeners, apparently.
No,
a big fan. Big fan of Duvall.
Riordan, don't let Dave give you shit. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Dave's just a big grumpy guy. He just wants everybody to get off his grass.
We're definitely gonna get to Wheeler's question.
Okay.
I bet.
He says, I was looking to start collecting some toys and memorabilia associated with this restaurant. Do you happen to have any items from Showbiz Pizza that you can recommend, or you can recommend any items to start a collection? Yes, I remember Showbiz Pizza Place. Reardon has been around for a couple months. There's a lot of podcasts to catch up with. We talked about it at length on a number of shows.
Okay, Duvall's a big Showbiz Pizza fan, and he's a huge fan of Rockafire Explosion.
Mm.
So that's why I'm kind of making a joke. It is like someone asking questions. Dave like G.I. Joe? Yes. Does anybody know?
As Carrie laughs again from the back. The only thing I can think of is look, keep your eyes out. Stay away from tokens. There's so many tokens online. So many different tokens. Some people collect the tokens. I don't care about the damn tokens. If you want a good collectible for Showbiz, buy up, if you can find the posters or the records, buy up the little LPs and stuff. And they made a bunch of stuffed animals. You can go to, I think, the website. I'm going to find out here for you as we talk. Is showbizpizza.com, I believe. And they will give you a very, very good idea. Yep, showbizpizza.com is the website that is dedicated to Chuck E. Cheese and Rockafire Explosion. And you can actually find all of the collectibles that were made on that page. And the actual dolls they made of the Rockafire Explosion, three different companies made them. So there's actually three different versions of each character, different fur color, different sculpting. If you just buy a set of them from someone and just try to cobble together a set, they only made Duke LaRue. They made Fats, they made Beach Bear, they made Mitzi, and they made Billy Bob. They never made a Ralph and Earl Schmerl, which was the puppet and the wolf.
God.
There are prototypes out there, but they never made it. If you can look for those dolls, get those, because those are the best collectible. Or if you have the money to throw and somebody sells a complete set, spend the $20,000 and just buy the whole thing. You put it in your garage. That's what I want to do.
I know.
I want to put it in my garage.
You've mentioned it.
You think Carrie will let me?
No.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Oh. No fun. But yes, check it out. ShowbizPizzaPlace.com. ShowbizPizza.com. Jesus, I'm sick.
Yeah, we're not bringing our A game to this one. I'm sorry, guys.
No.
Been a rough week.
No A game at all in this one, fellas. Hopefully just enjoyment. And, I did call the listeners losers at the end of Married to the Collection this week on accident.
Oh, super.
Yeah.
Super.
No, I
corrected. So we're back to that, are we?
Well, no, Carrie went, you just called them all losers. I was like, oh my God, I meant listeners.
As long as it was just a Freudian slip.
Golden Vixie wants to know, what are your guys' thoughts on this nearly 20-inch remote control Mechagodzilla?
Oh, yeah. It's neat. In a way, it's almost too movie accurate, because it's from the older movies where it was a little cheesy looking. So I respect that it's sort of movie accurate, but it's kind of cheesy looking.
The design is
cheesy looking. It's an accurate representation of the... I mean, if you're into that, that's cool. I see how it kind of,
they added a lot of details to it.
It's. I'm not saying it's done badly. It's a very well-done toy. This is, I'm not a fan of the design. I kind of like the more slicker.
I like that his eyes light up and his little arms go up.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. And his control panel, did they actually use a control panel like that in the movie?
I'm sure they did.
That's kind of cool.
I would bet money they did.
That's kind of cool. So his head rotates 360 degrees.
Cool.
$828. Jesus Christ Almighty. Not worth it. Not worth it at all.
And get some kind of stupid overpriced Hot Toys vehicle.
Yes,
for that.
Yes, you could.
We might want to save that one for the next.
Yeah, we're gonna save the last two. I apologize to Oz and Bowspear. I'm feeling effects of being sick all weekend, and I want to wrap up so I can kick Dave out of my house. I can go to bed.
We're gonna do Sean's question.
We are gonna do Sean's question.
Of course, we're gonna do Sean's question.
It's on my text message. So, and if I don't get it, it'll keep blinking at me, which is sad. He wants to know.
I know.
Jesus
he sent
Christ.
It to me in advance.
Why is it that Dave
he sent it to me on the day that my knee was swollen like a cantaloupe and
Fair
I was
enough.
In constant agony?
Wants to know why is it that Dave is a dick, but I can't help but love the guy anyway. Would you like to answer? Carrie laughs again from the back room. Would you like to explain that, Mr. Draper? Why are you a grumpy dick?
Interaction with other human beings.
Well, what's fun is, I'll give you an example, is he tries to pull it with me sometimes, and I just look at him and start laughing and go, will you stop being a dickhead? And he's like, sorry.
I don't remember ever saying I'm sorry, but okay, give me... Actually, what I usually say is when you're like, you're being a dick, I'm like, when did I ever say I wasn't?
That's true, that's true.
That's usually my comeback. That's true. Like, when did I ever pretend to be a good person?
Well, that's true.
Actually, yesterday I was sitting there going, when did I ever pretend to be an intelligent person? When did I get that reputation as I'm like looking at my screwed up leg that was entirely my fault?
Oh, yes. You're like, those shakes and all those candies really helped a lot here.
That was a smooth move.
I don't know. I just think, yeah, I think it's just you don't have... You don't like to have association with anyone outside of our little group. Like, public. Dog's barking at Carrie because he wants her to play with her. Because you just don't like... You know, you're like me. You don't like... You're not a people person. I'm very manageable when I... Like, you know, when I'm out in public, I love talking to people.
You're sociable, yeah. You like talking to people.
But if you get me in a Walmart and I'm trying to shop and I get stupid people pushing carts in front of me that can't figure out where the hell they want to go and they stop right in front of me and make them hit them, I get to be a little irritated. Or people in traffic, yeah, I totally am that. You saw it on the way to St. Louis. I was cussing people out as we were driving. I was like, crazy bastards! Dave was like, oh my God! I'm like, you don't understand. I'm like, they pissed me off. No, but Dave has a heart. He has a big, big heart. I realize it was just a joke, and it's not, you know, Wheeler didn't mean anything about it. It's just a silly joke.
Oh, I know.
We both know that. But Dave has a huge, huge heart. Dave has done things for me that I'll be forever grateful for. And, you know, he is my best friend, and he's a great guy. We don't get to hang out very often except maybe once or twice a week, but we manage to have a good time when we get together. Except for tonight where I texted him and I was like, hey, we get on recording, I gotta kick your ass out.
Yeah.
I gotta pack and I'm going to bed and I'm sick. Dave was like, okay.
Well, you are sick. I mean, dude, I came in, you're in the Snuggie. I'm like, okay, he's not fooling.
Yeah, well, I'm just cold. Like, I don't feel nauseous. I don't feel feverish. No. I'm just cold. I'm like, fuck, I can't get warm.
Go outside for 5 minutes.
Oh, I have been. I went outside all day today and just like stood there and going, so warm.
Creepy.
The girls at work let me borrow a blanket. So I wrapped myself in a blanket like one of the girls at work. And I was like, oh, so cozy, so warm.
Jeez.
And it's never bothered me before until this. And I'm just like, God damn it, this thing's beating me.
I've had that happen once or twice before. It's scary as hell. When you're just cold and you're sitting me. That's creepy.
I wouldn't say it's not scary to me because I know what's coming. I'm like, I'm going to throw up soon.
Ugh.
Son of a bitch. Like Carrie said this morning, she's like, I've never seen someone who every time they get sick, throws up, no matter what it is. I'm like, I just what I do. And it doesn't help that like my tonsils have to come out, and the doctors will not take them out because they're bad. And it triggers my gag reflex all the time, like the tonsils do, because they'll beat against the back of my neck, and like right now. And it's bad. It's like, take these fuckers out. And they're like, unless you have strep throat all the time, we can't. I'm like, are you kidding me? Just take them. I don't need them. Take them. Cut them with a laser. Do it right now. I'll sit here. Just do it. Give me an outpatient. I'll do it real quick. So, yeah. We will answer Oz and Bo Spear's questions. But I do want to say on Oz wanted to thank all of the Toy World Order crew and the forum members for all of our support during the contest controversy for Masters. He says, you'll never know how badly I truly needed it. And I did want to read that part of it.
Okay, that's cool. You know, you're a good guy, Oz. I think you got screwed. Basically.
Yeah.
And you're an incredible talent, and just don't let the bastards get you down.
Yeah, exactly. Second, hold your head high up, goddammit. Hold it high. March to the beat of your own drummer.
I mean, remember, they were jealous of you, and that's why...
That's right.
It's kind of like the line from Dark Knight, you know, you were the best of us.
That's right. I totally agree with that, sir. But we will answer those two questions next week, I promise, because Dave will not let me forget.
I just don't know if it'll make it into the show or whether it'll get cut.
No.
Because it will be controversial.
Oh, good.
Like, in the actual thread, Bo Spear, I think, asked not to, like... Or in the thread for, like, the other comments or whatever, he was like, please don't answer that question.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
Oh, right, but I've been thinking of it.
Shitballs.
Thinking, planning.
Great.
There's a reason.
I never like to do editing. Damn it. All right, gang. There you go. That wraps it up for us on another episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. Be sure to check out our sponsors, the Crazy Kings of Toys, at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. You heard an awesome new commercial form for their new sale going on through September 2nd, their four-year anniversary.
Sweet.
So please support our sponsors by giving them some love. You help us do the show each and every week. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Toy World Order. You can follow me at Puppet Duvall. You can follow this show at Dave and Duvall. Dave, you'll have to find on Facebook because Dave still doesn't tweet. And you make sure, if you have not, if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a comment, rate the show, give us 5 stars, Give us 5 stars and bitch us out. Do whatever you want. Just leave 5 stars, rate the show. Really helps out the show in the rankings on iTunes. Helps us out a lot. Gets us more listeners, which is awesome. And as always, if you have not signed up to the forums, go to toyworldorder.com. Check out the forums link. Sign up. It's absolutely free. Leave your questions, your comments, your concerns, and any of the threads. Lots of great talk going on there, and especially threads on David Naval's Toys and Collectibles official question thread. So check that out. And there you go, gang. Until next time.
Don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Peace out, peeps. Toy Bar's closed. Oh, no, it's not. Hold on. Before we actually close it, we have a special guest next week.
To get out.
Sorry, we have a special guest next week.
Okay.
Poe Gostel will be guest hosting with us next week. If you have not seen or heard of Poe Gostel, you need to go to Pogostal, that's Pogostal.com, and it's Points of Articulation. It's his blog about action figures and toys in general. Great, great blogger, amazing stuff, amazing stories.
Isn't he one of the old school web toy guys?
Poe has been around for quite some time, and he is an amazing, amazing individual. So he will be guesting on David Naval next week with us. We will be Skyping him
Sweet.
In. So be sure when you leave questions for next week, you actually leave questions for Poe as well,
yeah.
Which would be awesome. And until next time, gang, we'll talk to you then. And now the toy bar is officially closed.